Topic 165, Spiritualism. Spiritualism was the religion of old Atlantis. It is through the correct development of spiritualism along psychological lines and the withdrawal of its emphasis upon phenomena, which is its outstanding characteristic and emphasis today, that the true nature of death and of the hereafter will be revealed. The work of the seventh ray is, as you know, the relating of life and of form. But when the emphasis is laid upon the form aspect, then the wrong procedure eventuates, and the work of the black magician can begin, and his objectives come unduly into play. This is what has happened in the spiritualistic movement. Its investigators are occupied with the form side of life, and its adherents with the satisfaction of their emotional desires, again related to the form side, so that the true import of the movement is in danger of being lost. Spiritualism, in its lowest and material aspect, is a low-grade expression of the seventh ray, and is for the masses definitely a line of least resistance, and therefore of no great spiritual importance to their evolutionary development. The masses of the people are today Atlantean in their consciousness and are only slowly emerging into the Aryan point of view. This must change and the mind activity be rapidly enhanced, or else true spiritualism will be unable to express itself, and through the present spiritualistic movement there can be let loose upon the world forces and entities of a most undesirable character. The negativity of the majority of those who are interested in spiritualism, and the entire negativity of the bulk of the mediums, throws the door wide open to very definite dangers. Fortunately, there is a movement within spiritualistic circles to right this obvious danger, and to shift the present emphasis upon phenomena into the world of true values and right understanding. The subject is too vast a one for me to deal with here, except in illustration of the points which I am endeavoring to make, but one hint I will give. If the societies and organizations connected with the spiritualistic movement and the psychical research groups would seek for and find the natural sensitives and not the trance mediums, and also find those who are naturally clairaudient and clairvoyant, and would study their disclosures, their words, their reactions, and their modes of working, they would discover much about some of the natural and normal powers of man, powers which have been in abeyance during the period wherein mind development has been the objective, and which humanity shares with two great groups of lives, the members of the hierarchy and the animal kingdom. Ponder on this. If, therefore, these societies would concentrate on the intelligent and mental psychics and rule out all trance conditions, it would not be long before revelation would come. The trance condition is undesirable, separates the medium from the soul, and definitely relegates him to the realm of the negative, of the uncontrolled and of material forces. This development, however, the forces of materiality will prevent if possible, because the moment there is positive intelligent understanding of the world on the other side of the veil, there is no fear of death, and then the major aspect of their power and of their hold upon humanity will disappear. From the Destiny of Nations, pages 43 through 45.